something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. And God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. We're living on the edge.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
It is Monday, America. I'm Alan Masters. David Masters on the line. David, I don't know about you, but I had a very interesting weekend. I want to tell you what happened to me. Was your weekend interesting at all?
Oh, yes. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and I was looking for my children in the grass all weekend long. It was interesting.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Let me tell you what happened to me. First of all, one of our radio affiliates asked me to fill in on a radio program that's Saturday morning. And I thought, oh, that'd be fun. It's called the Saturday Special. And he was going on vacation, the guy that hosts the show and owns the radio station. It's all of Silicon Valley from Monterey, California to San Francisco and into San Jose and all that whole Silicon Valley. And I thought to myself, they're not going to like me because I'm super conservative. But I thought, yeah, you know, I'll do it. I'm going to do it. So I did the show, and actually here in a few minutes, you know, we want to get going because it's Monday, but I want to play one of the calls I got that is epic. Epic on a proportion that I never thought I would get a call that had so much meaning in it from a woman that was in the Holocaust, and you have to hear it. So that's going to happen roughly bottom of the hour sometime. So I want to just tell you, on the way home from that, I was thinking, well, what am I going to do now? And then I thought, well, I've got our dad's old phone, and I thought, I want to make sure that we don't lose his phone number because, you know, he passed away, for those that don't know. And there's a lot of business in there, you know, a lot of his old friends that are, David, our old friends, you know what I'm saying? Because we've known these people most of our lives. And I thought, I don't want to lose his phone number, and I thought, I better go by the phone place, right? So in this whole crazy thing with the masking and the, you know, the vaccinations and all these things that everybody's being mandated this and mandated that, and people are living in fear of, oh my gosh, you know, I how am I going to live my life? And, you know, and so that was kind of the theme of what I was talking about as the guest host of that show on Saturday, and it was still kind of with me. So I go to this Verizon store. I'm going to tell you who it was. Literally the worst service in the world. I'll just have to say that. Verizon, you need to really get your game up, at least on this one store that we go to, but it seems like they're all this way. So I go in the front door, and there's, you know, here's what's funny. They have a bunch of cutouts of people. So when I first drove up, I go, wow, there's a lot of people in there because they have cutouts of people in the windows, right? So I thought to myself, well, that's stupid because who wants to go into a phone store to begin with a bunch of people? And then to find out they're cutouts that you've been kind of fooled.
You know, I
right?
think you got to lighten up on the Democrats because they don't have much work right now. So, oh, you mean there were literal cutouts? Oh,
literally
okay.
Cutouts of shapes of people. That here's the funny thing. They didn't have a face or anything. They were just cut out of the shape of a human being standing in the window, all around the windows of this place, because otherwise you may look in and go, well, there's nobody in there, so I don't want to go in there. I mean, who does that? It's the opposite. It's, look at all those people in there. I don't want to go in there. That's me. But as I drove up and I could see, well, those are cutouts. How weird is that? So I went in. There was a few cars there. I went in, and the guy says, hello, sir. We'll be with you in just a few minutes. Can you wear a mask? I said, I can, but I'm not going to. I said, they're not enforcing it in this town. So I don't want to wear a mask. I want to breathe my air instead of rebreathing the same air. And I'm very vocal, right? And the people are looking at me kind of, they start chuckling to themselves. Good for you, right? And the guy goes, oh, well, our corporate company, you know, requires everybody wear a mask inside. And I said, well, so how am I supposed to do business with you? And the guy says, well, I can help you outside when it's your turn. I said, so you want me to wait outside? Now, it was probably 85 degrees, and it was, you know, the hot sun beating down. I said, I'll wait outside. I thought, I'm wearing shorts. I can get some sun on my legs, right? So I go outside. I'm going back and forth, just pacing back and forth, because I don't want to just stand there. I fall asleep just standing up. So I'm pacing back and forth, and here comes this young man. This is where it gets interesting. The fact that I was having to wait outside to do business, you know, with a cell phone company is laughable anyway. Here comes this young man smoking a cigarette. He comes walking up, and I go, well, let me just tell you, brother. I said, you're behind me, and you don't have a mask, so they're not going to let you in because they won't let me in. And you're behind me, so since you're smoking, you might as well just stand out here with me and have a conversation. This is how I am. I'm that weird. And the guy laughs, and he goes, oh, he goes, yeah. He goes, I got a mask in my car. I said, but you're still behind me. I said, so you can go in there and stand like an idiot, or you can stand out here and have a conversation. And I said, besides, you smoking those cigarettes, each one of those is a nail in your coffin, so you're not going to die of COVID. You're going to die of smoking cigarettes. This guy was probably, you know, I figured he's in his 20s, right? And he laughs. He goes, yeah. He goes, some days I smoke 100 cigarettes. And I'm like, 100? Yeah. Wow. David, that's like 4 packs, wow. Right? Yeah. Or 5. I don't know. I don't smoke. How many? Phil, do you know Phil, our producer, do you have any idea how many cigarettes in a pack of cigarettes?
20.
That's 5 packs of cigarettes. And I go, how do you possibly smoke 5 packs of cigarettes? What come out of his mouth next blew my mind. You know what he says to me? Dude, I was a tweaker. He goes, this is my way of getting off the drugs. He goes, but now I'm jonesing all the time. I'm jonesing. This conversation got so interesting so fast. I go, a tweaker? What do you mean a tweaker? He goes, meth, man. He goes, I smoke meth. He goes, I'm a tweaker. And I go, so you admit you're a tweaker? He goes, well, yeah. He goes, but, you know, I haven't done it in like 5 or 6 months. And I go, a tweaker? I go, you call yourself a tweaker? I thought that's a slang for the lowest form of human life. I go, but you call yourself that. And he says, well, he goes, I was, man. I was a tweaker. He goes, but now I'm starting to get into alcohol. And he goes, I smoke too much. He goes, and I feel like I'm going to fall back into it. I said, do you know what, brother? I said, the devil wants your soul. I said, but God sent me today to tell you that he also wants your soul. I said, you have a purpose in your life, and that devil wants that soul of yours. That's his prize, and he's going to do anything he can do to pull you back down into the tweaker world. I said, you know what? You call yourself a tweaker. You got to stop that. You need to stop calling yourself a tweaker. Do you know that the devil knows your name, but he calls you by your sin? God knows your sin, but he calls you by your name. I said, what's your name? He says, Caleb. And I said, okay, Caleb, stop calling yourself a tweaker. Because if you do that, then you are admitting and you are confessing that you are a tweaker, that you are not a recovering, you know, a drug addict, that you're a tweaker. You're still a tweaker. Once a tweaker, always a tweaker. I go, do you know that's a judgment? You are judging yourself a tweaker. I said, how could, that's like, that's set in concrete. You have cemented that into your soul, that you are a tweaker, a lowlife. I said, are you a lowlife? He goes, no, I'm a Christian. I said, you call yourself a Christian. You can't be a Christian and a tweaker. Which one are you, Caleb? He said, I'm a Christian. I said, then stop calling yourself a tweaker and start asking God daily to help you to get rid of this infliction, this addiction. And I said, and every time you take one of those nails out of that pack of cigarettes, don't nail it into your coffin. Hold it up and show God. Say, God, help me with this. And look at that cigarette like what it is. It's a nail in the coffin. And guess what? It's each one is a chain link. It's a link to a chain that holds you into that tweaker hell. I said, you got to do this on your own with your Father in heaven. He sent me to tell you this. You're not a tweaker. You're a good person inside of there, but you have a dual personality. One that says, I'm a tweaker, and the other one that says, I'm a Christian. Which one are you? You got to decide that. David, this conversation, it went on for an hour and a half. An hour and a half. And this kid was stuck to me like glue. It was amazing. And we had such a deep conversation. And when it was done, when it was finally over and it was my turn to go inside, I said, now, Caleb, he told me what his middle and his last name were, which I won't say on the air for his sake, but I called him by his full name. I said, that's the name that God gave you. That's your God-given name. You are not a tweaker. You are Caleb blankety blank blank. And he says, thank you. Thank you. And then I said, what does your dad do? He told me. And I said, I know your father. I know your father. And I'm going to call and have a talk with him about you because you are a good person. and you need your father back. He'd been a tweaker for 10 years. He was 25 years old. He'd lived in a flop house with other tweakers. This kid had been in hell. Amazing story. Thank you, God, for giving me that opportunity. Caleb is a good man, and I hope he finds himself. We're going to take a break and come back and talk about what's going on in the headlines. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back. Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online, on your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
There is no escaping the challenges of life. Everyone has to learn how to deal with stress. The bottom line is this: if you don't control stress, stress will control you. Go to FHU.com. That's www.fhu.com. And find out how you can control stress.
Every night I take a drive out into the wilderness area around here and sometimes wept because I couldn't figure out what was still wrong. What he did for me is he bore witness to everything that was already running through my mind, and through doing that helped me delve into my past and see where things went wrong. And as the resentment has fallen away, as he says, without trying, my bad habits are disappearing.
Visit www.fhu.com. Learn a simple technique that will change the way you deal with stress. For more information, call 1-800-877-3227 or visit fhu.com.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
David and Alan Masters, this is Perilous World Radio. I'm Alan. David, do you remember the movie The Island of Dr. Moreau?
Of course.
Val what Kilmer. A fantastic movie, right? It was a H.G. Wells science fiction from 1896. And if you folks have not seen The Island of Dr. Moreau, today, Dr. Moreau would be Dr. Fauci. We are all a big experiment right now from an evil doctor. And they don't care about us. They want us to take these vaccines. They want us to wear these masks. They want to remove our humanity. We're just creatures walking around. You can't see our faces. You can't see expressions. You can't hear us.
It's all muffled. If you try to talk through the mask, it's like,
what? What'd you say? It's all muffled. It's like they want to remove our human nature and create these creatures like the Island of Dr. Moreau. Now, I was on that radio show on Saturday, and one guy called up and reminded me of something very interesting. Remember Agent Orange? Do you remember that?
It was a defoliant that they dropped in Vietnam.
Right, in Vietnam. So a guy who was in
very
Vietnam,
poisonous stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So for 40 years, he calls up, he says, for 40 years, they denied Agent Orange. Orange caused all kinds of cancer and horrible things, and people died. 40 years. I believe, hope to God I'm still alive in 40 years, I'd be 101. But I hope that it doesn't take 40 years for this lie that is upon us to be brought to the surface about, you know, what's just what's going on with this crazy, you know, the vaccinations and why are they blocking hydroxychloroquine and why are they blocking ivermectin? I've heard that they're not going to allow people to order it from outside the country anymore. It's like, what is going on? Why are they blocking something that has been over the counter and given, you know, you can buy it down at the hay store for your horse. People are having, you know, what is it, David? What's the guy's name? Alex Jones. My brother-in-law was telling me Alex Jones ate some of the stuff that you give your horse, which I have
that.
Some.
Yeah, he did put it on a spoon and just
ate
just
it.
Consumed it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I have some. I told my friend, I said, listen, worst case scenario, it was $5.99. Go down and buy it. It's apple flavored. It might
be good. It's $10 now if you can get it.
Yeah, well, so it's doubled. So my daughter told me she bought 25 pills. Was it 25 or 45? Maybe let's say 45 to the sake of being honest, and I think it was more like 45. For ivermectin, it was $150. Now, you can buy these for 10 cents each. That's what the price was.
Yeah.
Now, they're jacking the price up, and it's like highway robbery. That's all I can tell you. I know you have a clip of – because what's happened to the military is now having to take this inoculation or get in trouble. Am I right?
Well, yes, and the reason is because the CIC, the commander-in-chief – I'm going to call him something else, but Joe Biden has put a mandate out. It's an order, basically, for the military to take the jab. And this unfortunate young woman who is a soldier is now pleading for somebody to help her since she's not going to take it. Listen to this.
So a lot of the military is about to take an administrative discharge for not taking the vaccine. I know some people are doing it for medical reasons, some people are doing it for personal reasons, beliefs, whatever it may be, it's about to suck. An administrative discharge is not necessarily honorable, but it's not dishonorable. It just means that most of our military service was good. We just failed to comply with an order. Not taking the vaccine is a direct order. So with that being said, what I'm looking for right now is if you're an employer or if you know employers that will undoubtedly employ us, a lot of us are looking at discharge and we have we weren't expecting this, so we have like no idea what to plan for. And I'm sure a lot of people are trying to plan for their future right now. So if y'all could help us out, if you guys, like I said, if you're an employer or you know an employer that'll undoubtedly hire us, whatever it may be, I'm trying to get as much information from my brothers and sisters and myself as possible.
That is,
you know,
so
you go
awesome.
Into the yeah, you go into the military though expecting to come out with, you know, your various. What they do is they support you in going to school, to college. They give you VA loans. You get all these perks for going into the military, but. Unfortunately, I'm not sure how their status is affected, but they don't have a good future if they are discharged, even if it's not a dishonorable discharge. And so, I believe a third of the people polled in the military have decided not to get the jab.
Well,
so it's a very strange situation right now.
Well, think about it. They are disarming our country by taking our patriots, the people that think for themselves, self-motivating, clear-thinking individuals, the probably the best of the group, the non-robotic of the folks that are in that organization of our military. Sadly, you know, there's robots in every part of this world. But the clear-thinking people, they're eliminating those. And they're now what they're really doing is creating two distinct types of human being, the vaccinated, the woke, and the unvaccinated, the awakened. And so, but the difference is also we will recognize that in each other. Like in that gal, I heard a patriot. I heard a clear thinking individual. I heard an entrepreneur, a budding entrepreneur. As an entrepreneur, I would hire that girl and any of the people she just spoke about in a heartbeat. So for those folks that just heard that are doing the same thing or that are on the listening end of this saying, I have a small business. Small businesses in America, entrepreneurs, unite. Hire these people. These are hardworking, ethical people that have work ethic that is second to none. They've been in the military.
Well, here's the thing. I read the thread, which is the comments, right? And somebody was making a good point. There are millions of jobs right now that nobody's taking. I mean, they're basic, you know, $15 an hour jobs or whatever. So there are jobs out there for people if they want them. I don't know, you know, where this person is from, and I don't know how many people from all over the country are facing this discharge, but
yeah, yeah.
They can, if they really put their mind to it, they can get a job if they really want one. I know they want jobs, though, where people appreciate their service.
Exactly.
I think that's a big issue. Yeah.
Because who wants to go from being in charge of a tank or an aircraft, a helicopter, you know, a nuclear submarine? And because the average age of the people on, like, the USS Abraham Lincoln that I got to drive back in 2001, I was up with the colonel, or the actually three-star colonel, was 21 years old. Like 5,000 people on that ship. Yep. The average age was 21 years old. Amazing. They don't want to go work at McDonald's. They want to be appreciated, to your point. When we come back, I'm going to play something from a woman named Helga that called in, who was in the Holocaust. It is horrifying, the story she tells, but it's very important. Get ready to be moved to tears. Get your Kleenex ready, because it's real. This is Perilous World Radio. I'm Alan Masters, my brother David. We'll be right back. We have a website, FHU.com. F as in Frank. HU.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
Shot for the education of our community. Get our children back to school and get the shot for our families, for those we love.
Nobody even looks at the science. The people in government aren't even bothering to look because their head is in the sand. It's like, everybody just do the same. Just do as you're told.
Please join me and say, get the shot! This shot will give us the tool that we need. If you say you love me, I always say, show me. Get the shot! Get the shot! Get the shot! The shot! The shot! The shot!
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters.
Well, I'm Alan Masters. David Masters is here. Over the weekend, I was able to host a show. One of our radio station affiliates invited me to host a show that David has also hosted before in Silicon Valley. And I thought for sure I was going to get pummeled with a bunch of liberals calling in, yelling at me. Not one, David. Not one called
in. Oh, I believe it. They're afraid. Disagreed. You know, when they have to face the truth, whatever it may be, they turn into these little whimpering piles of protoplasm.
Well, this one lady that called in, she called in about halfway through. I just want to play the call from beginning to end because she nails it, and it's a tearjerker. Here is Helga.
Let's go to Helga calling in from Carmel. Helga, what do you got going on?
Well, it's so wonderful talking to you, doctor. I can't restrain myself.
I'm not a doctor. I just stayed at a Holiday Inn last night. Go ahead.
Well, I used to talk to your father on the air when he was on the show. And
nice.
He was wonderful. That's great. I can't restrain because you said something about Germany. I'm German born and lived in Germany for my first 22 years. And then I married and came over here. It was impossible to, once Hitler got in power, it was impossible to have people in there. They were taking people away if they just opened their mouths and said one word against it.
Yes.
It was totalitarianism, which is coming to this country if we don't wake up. These shots are nothing but a shot that's going to connect us to machines. There is nanotechnology, and I researched it. There's stuff in there I won't say over the air. I didn't take that shot, and I know I had COVID. I was very ill. I had blood coming out of my mouth. Blood.
Wow.
And I didn't go to a doctor. I was laying in bed, and I thought, well, if I'm going to die, I mean, I'm going to be 85 Monday. Yeah.
Right. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. But I want to say, 15 years ago, I was in Washington, D.C., and I went to the Holocaust Museum. And I took a lady with me because she said, you're very brave, you're from Germany, and you want to see all this horror. And I saw pictures and shoes of people, but then there was one scene that came back to my mind, and I want to tell you about that. I used to drive, my mother and me, we used to go on a train during the war to my aunt who had food because I had diphtheria. I was 7 weeks in a hospital. They gave me up for dead. I had a tetanus shot, and I guess that helped. So we went on that train, and we had to change the locomotives or whatever they did at the station. And I looked out of the window. I was 6 years old. There was a cattle train with usually cows in there.
Right.
And there was a big chain between the doors that shut, and you could see children's arms looking out of there.
Oh.
I still see the scene. Those were our people going to the camp.
Yeah.
And I said to my mother, there are no cows in there. There are people in there.
Yeah.
And she said, go and look over there. She wanted to distract me.
Right.
And when I was in that museum in Washington, the last thing was a cattle car. We had to walk through that cattle car to get to the other side. It was like a few steps up, and I couldn't go up there. Lady, I said, I can't go through there. My memory is coming back. And I'm telling you right now, I get very emotional. My biggest dream was in Germany to come to America. I'm an American citizen. I voted for Donald Trump twice. And if people don't wake up soon, this country is going to be gone. I'm telling you, I'm desperate. I have developed a stomach problem where I just can't even go out. I'm so sick because people are lining up now to get more of these booster shots. They're nothing but going to get them sick and whatever. They have to drag me out of my apartment to give me that shot. I will not take it. I'm warning people. Wake up, please. I'm a poet. I wrote over 300 poems. I want to read you one poem.
Please.
If I may.
Yes.
It's called Apathy is Lethal. I have noticed something everywhere. People today really don't care. They stumble to their work and then at the home in front of a television or on the phone. Whatever is told on radio or TV is all that people see. They are told what to think, what to eat, how to raise their children, what to read. It seems the brainwashing on the masses works well. What happened to choices and free will? If someone does not agree with the rest, you become an outcast. Unless more people stand up for liberty of life, our freedom is doomed. It will not survive. Free yourself of mind control. Apathy is lethal. Leave it alone. I'm just begging people to wake up. And Australia is already in... I have seen pictures of Australia. What's going on is unbelievable. They're not going to show you that on television. If you watch on TV, on the internet, I have no TV, only internet. If you, the best station is Alex Jones. He is my hero because he shows it as he sees it. And today at 4 o'clock, he's going to show... what's really happening in Australia and also Canada.
Yeah, those InfoWars. That's InfoWars with Alex Jones. Go ahead. Yep.
And what's coming to Australia is coming here. They will come to your door. They will drag you. They're going to force a shot in you or put you in a camp. And when I hear the word camp, we had the Gestapo in Germany. My mother rang the doorbell. The Gestapo was with two guys. And they asked my mother about a lady upstairs in the house where we lived in Germany. And my mother knew that this lady was half Jewish, but she wouldn't say anything. She said, I have no idea. You know, I stayed to myself. She's shaking like a leaf. I was looking at the Gestapo in his leather coat with the pistol hanging on the side, petrified. Yeah. And then they went next door across to the neighbor, and she said, come on in. And within 1 week, at 2 o'clock in the morning, we heard screams that hauled that woman out of her apartment, dragged her out. She screamed, please, no, no, and never seen again.
Yep.
So that's going to happen here if people don't. I mean, I could scream it with a loudspeaker, but nobody's listening.
No, they're listening. They're listening, Helga. You keep talking.
Well, I tell you one thing. I was on this show before, and I know Mr. Swirling. He has a great show on every week. And I'm so emotional now because they're coming up with more stuff, and then there's another virus going to come. You mark my word. And there's Dr. Fauci. It's called, if you ever read Faust by Goethe, that's an appropriate name for this guy.
Yes.
And that's all I got to say. Well, and I'm sorry. I break down.
No. Listen, Helga, do not apologize. That comes from the soul. And I think that your voice and what you said hopefully resonates with the intuitive nature of each one of us that are waking up right now. You've seen the horrors of this. You recognize them. I started the show saying this is very familiar to even I likened it to the Island of Dr. Moreau. I saw that, and that was a movie. You just
I saw that movie.
Right. Mm-hmm. You just brought to the forefront the horrors of the realities of Nazi Germany. You lived it. And this is very familiar to you, is it not?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, God bless you. You know what? You are a good American. Thank you for that.
I'm proud to be an American.
Yes.
I'm very proud.
Beautiful. Thank you for the call, Helga. Really appreciate your call. Thank you.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Isn't that wild?
I want to say
what
on that
beautiful
note.
Beautiful person. Yeah.
Yes, but I want to say to people, she doesn't have to take that vax. Nobody does. As a matter of fact, I want to read from an article that is entitled Plague of Liars, Nuremberg Code Outlaws Forced Medical Procedures, which includes mandatory vaccines. And just let me read this to you. The code itself explains exactly what it applies to, and even though the cases giving rise to the code arose from medical experiments in concentration camps, which I think she was very close to getting into, and involved forced medical experimentation on unwilling subjects, the core of the Nuremberg Code rose to the occasion and outlawed all kinds of forced medical procedures and therapies, not just experimental procedures. Any medical procedure or therapy that you don't want to participate in, you have the full, free, and unprejudiced right to refuse, period. Go back and read Article 6, Sections 1 and 3 of the Nuremberg Code for yourself.
Well, you know what's interesting? Her poem was entitled Apathy is Lethal. Not legal,
yes.
Lethal.
Yes.
Apathy is legal, but it's also lethal. And she says, wake up, please. She nailed it, David. And all it takes for evil to prevail in this world is for good people to do nothing. That's that apathy, right? Do you remember what it used to say in Los Angeles on the front of the building for the Foundation of Human Understanding? You remember
where the
that
people,
saying?
Let's see, where there is,
where
no,
there is
insight,
no insight,
the people
yes.
perish. Yep.
The people perish. And that's what we've got going on right now. And you know what? She was German in Germany, a German little girl. She saw this and was horrified. Today, non-vaccinated people equals Jew. So now we know that are non-vaccinated what it felt like to be a Jew during Nazi Germany. How horrible. How horrible it was. And for those of you that are vaccinated, you will have the horrors of watching the evils that could be on their way to us that have chosen to not vaccinate, to not take this thing that we're unaware of what it is, we're afraid of, that we, something inside, the insight, where there is no insight, the people perish. The insight in me says, don't do it. Uh-uh. We'll take a break, last segment of this hour, and then I'm only going to be able to be here an hour, so David, you're going to have to take it from there. This is Perilous World Radio. Be right back.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
Erica McKenzie died and stood in the presence of her creator, and he showed her something about the power of words. So what did God say to her?
God put the palm of his hand down and appeared in the palm of his hand a huge rock. You are the rock. You are the light. The light is of me, and I am with you. And as he said that, he let go of the rock, and we watched the rock begin to fall together. And finally, it made one big impact that set off one ripple.
Each of us has the power to affect good or bad change in other people. Just like Erica McKenzie experienced what God was telling her about the rippling effect of water, that each human being has an effect on another. And this is why the secret power of words will help you understand your sensitivity to words and the power they hold over you.
And we stood together and we watched as that ripple, it grew and it grew and it grew and it grew till I couldn't even see the border of that single ripple. And God said to me, mankind is the water. You are the ripple.
The Secret Power of Words by Roy Masters explains why words affect you so deeply and why they don't have to. Words can be confusing and destructive, except for when they are loaded with meaning in order to convey understanding. One person uses words to say the right thing, another person twists the facts. Which one do you believe? What is the truth? Confusing? Yes, but if you have understanding, you will not be confused. If you have objectivity, you can see the intent behind each person's words.
God said, "You are the ripple. Your thoughts, words, and actions will affect mankind as the ripple does the water."
Visit FHU.com and order The Secret Power of Words by Roy Masters. That's FHU.com.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
I'm going to read a quote, and it's important for a lot of reasons, but it's what's happening today. Here it is. Statesmen may plan and speculate for liberty, but it is religion and morality alone which can establish the principles upon which freedom can surely stand. The only foundation of a free constitution is pure virtue, and if this cannot be inspired into our people in a greater measure than they have it now, they may change their rulers and the forms of government, but they will not obtain a lasting liberty. They will only exchange tyrants and tyrannies. That's from John Adams, one of our founding fathers.
Whew, man. Listen, these folks founded our country under God and with God in mind. That is what is missing from
Well, remember, they left England. The immigrants left England because the king was also the main religious head of the country. And he was a cruel and horrible person at the time. So the people wanted to get away from the control of a tyrant, a religious tyrant, and they came here to have freedom of religion. Look what they're taking away from us now.
Where there is no insight, the people perish. That was on the front of the building of my father, David and I's father's foundation building in Los Angeles on Robertson Boulevard, right, in Culver City. Yep. Is that Culver City? Yeah. And I remember thinking as a young kid, I was in my teens, I thought, who would put that on the front of their building? Because it was, can you imagine people out there, can you imagine growing up with Roy Masters as a father? It's like, I just remember always questioning, who does that? My dad does that. And but as here I am, you know, David and I are getting to the point where we have the age and life experience and the data collection to start to understand why he did what he did. Our father, Roy Masters, wrote all these books, 25 books. An amazing dude, an absolutely amazing man. And I'm glad that I was able to appreciate him as an adult, as a man, while he was alive. And the last number of years that he was alive, I got to have this great relationship with him because it wasn't always so great. You know what I mean? We all go through that with our parents. We all struggle with our parents, no matter how good they are. Yes.
By the way, that is a saying from Proverbs 29:18. This is from the King James Bible. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he.
I thought you were going to talk about that we all struggle with our parents, and you were going to quote the prodigal son, of which all of us should be the prodigal son or daughter. Because at some point, you've got to admit to yourself that, you know, I've been foolish. Because look at the prodigal son. He's like, I want my inheritance. I want to go and I want to do. I want to live my life. I want to have fun. The kid that was the, you know, air quotes, tweaker, I could call him that. So you'll remember that in the beginning of the show, I told the story. He said, I love getting high. I love it. But then he finally came to the conclusion after 10 years. He started tweaking when he was 15 years
old. I don't know how people survive that, honestly.
Honest, I don't know how. And he didn't have any tattoos, no piercings. He was a nice-looking kid, blonde hair, blue eyes. But he said he remembers being in the flop house, David, and one of the old guys says, kid, don't waste your life. You're going to snap your fingers and a decade's going to go by. And he says, and after he realized 10 years had gone by, he remembered that guy that tried to warn him. He says, people would always try and warn me. Don't do it. Don't do it. He says, but it feels so good. He goes, man, your eyes roll back in your head and you just go, and he says, he's trying to explain it to me. And I go, you know what?
But you know what it is? Hate is the master of a person who craves that kind of escape. Hate consumes your soul. It sucks your life. It makes you feel like life itself is not worth living. And then when you get to that point, because of the hate that drives you there, anything feels better than the hate. And that's the nature. The emotion is the mother of all addiction.
Well, for that some emotion, people, it's ice cream, it's food, it's fine food and fine dining. And, you know, but we're all satiating the thing, the hunger or the pain. We're putting something on top of it to try and put it out. But you don't. You're actually stoking the fire of hate.
Yeah.
You know, it's so sad. And I said to him, I said, so it made you happy for a moment, right? I said, but was it worth, you know, like, you know, the old saying is the screwing you get worth the screwing you got. No, it's not. Because what happens is you wake up one day and go, oh my God. Well, your God wasn't there, you know, because that you were in hell and you need to call out, oh my God, please forgive me. But you go, oh my God. What have I done? And that's what he did. He says, I kept doing the same thing and over again expecting a different outcome. And he goes, and I realized I was insane. I go, you are the prodigal son. You're coming back to your senses. You are now coming home to your Father in heaven. I go, don't forget every day to reach out to your Father in heaven. I said, because your Father on earth, he may have already made a judgment and say, my son is a tweaker. And when you've called yourself a tweaker, why shouldn't he? But you know what? You're not a tweaker. You're God's child. And God wants you back. And that's why we're having this conversation today. You chose to go that way. Now you must choose to come home, the prodigal son. All right, David, I wish I could be here with you. I got to do some stuff that takes me being present. So the next hour of the show will be David Masters all by his lonesome. He's got tons of great information, headlines on this Monday. I'm Alan Masters. Don't forget our Reckoning event, October 21st through the 24th in Southern Oregon. You can find out about it at FHU.com. The event is called The Reckoning. And I may have that kid there. I might invite him if I can find him. I got to call his father now. I've got to find this young man. All right, David, thank you. We'll be back for another hour right here on Perilous World Radio.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah, we're living on the edge.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio. Here's your host.
Well, the question is, how do you know when to trust? I think it's a big question. I think it's a question we all wrestle with at times. How do you know that what it is you're being told by anybody for any reason is actually true? Or if it is half truth and half not true? In the last hour, Alan played a caller who was in the Holocaust. And she said that she believes that Alex Jones is the one who really tells the truth. But the problem with Alex Jones is that half of what he says is not true. So half, 100% of half of what he says is true. And 100% of the other half is kind of distorted. And this is the danger that we all face in this life, that we're dealing with the real question. Because the truth has a huge bearing on everything, whether or not it's true or untrue. And that in and of itself is a very interesting conversation to have about why the truth is so important. Because without it, well, let's just look at it from a scientific point of view. I mean, we're dealing with vaccines right now. People are very divided over whether or not to go ahead and get the jab. And because people don't trust the science, I mean, there are people that say love is love and science is science and blah, blah, blah. Those people trust whatever they're told. But there are those of us who say, well, show me. Where's the evidence? Show me the proof. And then we have people that come out and give us a completely opposite point of view, that their science that they're trying to push on us is really bogus. It's not the whole truth. And I got to tell you that we're in a place in this country, it really is a turning point for this country overall. We're at a turning point where we turn back toward, you know, a basic standard of truth and honesty that we can rely on, or we descend into kind of a chaotic battle of half-truths. And, of course, that's what we see in the media all the time. We see a battle of half-truths. We've got the left and all the alphabet channels in the media telling us their truth. And then we have other people saying, well, wait a minute, they're fact-checking it in a real factual way. And they're saying, hold on, you're not telling the whole truth. Well, now here's what's happening. And I got to tell you that the information that your kids are getting in school is tainted, in my opinion, just like the jab. There's stuff in the information your kids are getting at school that's changing them and turning them into un-Americans. Now, in this clip, at the University of Florida, oh, you think Florida's a red state? Well, it's not that red. I've been told it's a purple state. But at the University of Florida, students were asked to sign a petition to abolish the United States Constitution in Florida. Listen to this clip, and then we'll discuss it more.
At the University of Florida, to get an idea of what their opinion is of the Constitution. Is it outdated? Do they think we need a brand new Constitution? Plus, will students go so far as to sign a petition to completely abolish the U.S. Constitution? Let's find out. What do you guys think of the Constitution?
Absolutely terrible. Needs to be redone immediately.
I think it needs a lot more reform for the changes that have happened since then.
I think a lot of the things in there, they do need to be, like, reevaluated, I guess.
I think we just need to update it on, like, more equality, equity, stuff like that.
Okay, so the Constitution, I feel like it's outdated, like some of the stuff on there.
I think that our Constitution that we have for America is to some degree outdated, but I also think it is very historical.
Do you think the Constitution is outdated?
I mean, I think it has to be. It was written in the late 1700s. It wasn't written for the 21st century.
Extremely. It's completely outdated. It was written by those who don't represent the both of us at the moment, and it didn't represent everybody at the time.
Yes.
Well, you see, here we are. We have these little kids with bigger bodies, full of themselves and their own opinions, and they don't know what the hell they're talking about, and yet they seem to have an informed opinion. Well, it's outdated. Yeah. And many of them went on to say, sure, I would sign a petition to abolish the United States Constitution. Well, if they did that, then their whole world would collapse because they only have the right to say these insane things because they have that Constitution. They don't have that right in many other places, including as we talked about a little bit in Australia. A man was arrested for being outside a couple hundred feet from his home having a sandwich and having a smoke. And he didn't have a mask on, so he was arrested by five cops in Australia. Listen, you don't understand how really close to the edge we are. And on that note, I want to go to this audio from the United Kingdom. This is a funeral director who blows the whistle on vaccine deaths, the jab. And you must hear what he has to say, because these people are the ones that deal with the aftermath of people who have died of the so-called COVID. Please start with the first clip.
So 2020 finished kind of November, December time, and they were widely advertising that they were going to begin vaccinations on January the 6th locally. It was rolled out in different areas at different times in different parts of the world, but we were all told the lifesaver was coming in January. And I couldn't believe it, really, because this pandemic guy, after a number of months, he actually, it's amazing how quickly you get to know someone, even with a 30-second chat once a week, and it would be, hi, John, how are you doing? Everything good? Yeah, it's still really quiet. And he actually admitted to me, he said, I don't honestly know why I'm doing this job. He said, because there are no COVID deaths and everyone's saying the same thing. That's from the guy that was speaking to all of the funeral directors locally. You know, you tell me, that guy said that to me personally. So he was being sincere. And shortly after they began vaccinating, I was notified he'd no longer be calling. So clearly, there's no need for the pandemic guy to record COVID deaths now.
That was John O'Looney from the United Kingdom, a funeral director, talking about how he is dealing with what he perceives to be people who have not died from COVID. I want you to think about this, because I asked the question, how do you know what you're being told is the truth? And why does it matter? I want to go to another subject very quickly between clips. Here's a headline for you. The FBI, now this is the Federal Bureau of Investigation. These are their numbers reported today I'm going to call it the Unicorn Crime Report, the UCR, showing that 3.5 times more people have been killed in the year 2020 with knives than with rifles of any kind. Now, you hear these crazy people calling for gun control. And what they're trying to do is get you to believe that if you have a gun, you're probably likely to use it against somebody. This is brainwashing and it's gaslighting. The FBI reports that over 3.5 times more people are killed with knives than rifles of any kind. Why does the truth matter? Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to get you to voluntarily give up your constitutional rights. You just heard this woman at the University of Florida saying, is the Constitution outdated? Does it need to be replaced? Now, the funeral director is talking about how a person who was involved with communicating with all the funeral directors in the UK stopped calling because he basically said there aren't any people dying of COVID. Now, I don't know if that's true. I think some people have died from COVID. But listen to the second clip.
Because they've stopped him from doing so. November, December came and went. We were doing funerals. It wasn't busy. In fact, even despite the great effort they made in care homes to bump the numbers up, overall, 2020 was quieter than 2019 for death rate. And the vast majority of funerals we do in the UK are cremation funerals. I would estimate around 95% of them are cremations, and the odd 5% would be burials. We weren't up on numbers, and it was the same everywhere. The statistics don't lie. They're there, government statistics that show there was no real increase. And it kind of got to the point where I said to a few people, I began to smell a rat. We weren't being told the truth. And I said to people, I bet the death rate soars in January when they begin vaccinating. And everybody laughed at me. They said, no, don't be so stupid. You're mad. And we came back to work on the 2nd. And on the 6th, they began vaccinating. And the death rate was extraordinary. I've never seen anything like it as a funeral director in 15 years. And neither has anyone else that I've spoken to.
All right. Why does the truth matter? Why does it matter? And we've always said on this program that if you die of a motorcycle accident, they make the death certificate say COVID, because if you have the COVID, then that's the comorbidity. It's not the other way around, folks. The other comorbidity is the COVID. But most of these people, as you'll find out, were dying of other things already. Now, you got to think about, why does the truth matter? Because it does. Because it makes a difference. Your life depends on the truth. All right. FHU.com. You want truth? We got your truth. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio. We'll be right back.
It's your first day at work and you meet a new colleague. You've never met this person before, yet you have a positive sense you can't quite explain. Perhaps you're visiting a place for the first time and there's a magnetic feeling guiding you toward your destination. This is what many describe as intuition, an unexpected sixth sense about a situation or person. Often, intuitions pass unnoticed but play a key role in our everyday lives. The concept of intuition is often wrapped in mystery. Is it an expansion of spirituality? Well, from a scientific perspective, it has to do with your higher self. In fact, intuition is the invisible bridge between our conscious and unconscious minds. It involves information that you're not conscious of, and highly intuitive people gain insight without a known logical or rational process. In Roy Masters' book, Cure Stress at FHU.com, you will learn to remain calm and patient in the face of extreme stress, confusion, and cruelty. Expand your intuition and discover your true identity. Read Roy Masters' book, Cure Stress, at FHU.com.
How would you like to support the work of Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding? Well, the best way to do that is to get a web subscription. A web subscription allows you to log in and get the best that the FHU has to offer online. Exclusive web subscription includes AdviceLine radio program archive downloads, over 6 hours of video programs, over 20 popular audio programs valued at $200, New Insights newsletter PDF plus back issues, more than 40 insightful articles, special offers, discounts, and features. A yearly subscription is $120, and it's only $12 a month. Visit the website FHU.com and get your FHU web subscription today. That's FHU.com. If you've been helped by Roy Masters, please support him so that others might discover his message too. The web subscription is one way that you can do that. Again, visit FHU.com and order the FHU web subscription at FHU.com.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio. Here's your host.
Yes, the truth does matter. I mean, you know, even and especially, let's say in the court of justice, you go in there, you stand before a judge or a jury, they ask you, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, but nothing but the truth? So help you. And they don't say God anymore because they've taken God out of the truth. Sadly. Because really, the person that you're telling the truth to, or not telling the truth to, is a higher power above us. Otherwise, if there's no higher power above us, then what's the point of anything? What's the point of any kind of morality, I ask you? But this funeral director in the UK is blowing the whistle on vaccine deaths. And his actual quote was, I'm dealing with murder victims. Now, I don't have that quote because the whole thing is 27 minutes long. It's a long discussion, and you can find it if you want to just Google it or go to Citizens Free Press. It's up there. And anyway, go ahead and play the next clip.
And it began exactly when they began putting needles in arms. That was the recognized second wave, and that went on for about 12 weeks and finished abruptly the second week of April. And to be honest with you, I'd never want to see a death rate like it again. It was awful. It was awful. And they were very different this time. It was a mixture of all ages, you know, different, all locations as well. It wasn't, for example, all care homes. It was hospitals, residential addresses, mostly hospital deaths, to be honest with you. And we were finding, you know, it was just awful. That was pandemic numbers, but it was only when they began vaccinating. and never before that point.
Were they labeling all these people as COVID deaths?
Oh, as many as they possibly could. Yeah, as many as they possibly could. But I suspect they were vaccine injury deaths, the vast majority of them, or perhaps overdoses of midazolam, or perhaps also a contributing factor is the blatant neglect of people. You know, a lot of families that I've got are telling me their loved ones have died from cancer and they've only managed to present at stage four because nobody will see them.
Yes, you heard it. Many of them were dying of stage four cancer. Many of them were dying of overdoses of some kind of thing or another. And this is pretty much, I think, standard procedure at this point, because the people in the hospitals have accepted this idea that COVID is killing people. Even the people that work there probably know the truth, many of them, and are afraid of losing their jobs or just, I don't know, have accepted it. So you see why the truth matters, though, because if you lost somebody to the so-called COVID, how do you know that it was the COVID that killed them? Because they already probably had some other comorbidity. And I'm calling COVID now the other comorbidity, because there was already a condition that was taking them, and the COVID just helped to continue and finish that off. I think it's a sad commentary on the state of truth in our world today. The truth, the first casualty of war is truth. Just remember that. Now, here's another truth that we must move on to. The Maricopa County audit. Yes, the one where they say that the cheating was rife. Guess what they found? They did the audit. Please play clip six for me.
We have just broken away from a riveting hearing in Arizona of the results of the Maricopa audit investigation. Who wants to go first?
It was, for me, it was all that I expected from the standpoint of the information that came out. The information is unimpeachable.
Yeah, it's crooked.
This election, and we're talking about one county in one state in this country.
Which has 65% of the votes of Arizona.
Which has 65% of the state.
Yeah, it's beyond crooked. It's beyond something. It reveals just what we expected, that there has to be some mass, a mafia of some size, meaning the dozens or people or 100 or 200 people pulling off a lot of stuff.
So I saw a story that said there were 50,000 ballots that were improper. And these guys that are discussing this are basically giving you sort of a quick overview of what was said. This happened, I believe, over the weekend. And now this person named Jovan Pulitzer is reacting to the Maricopa audit. This is Arizona. Listen to what he says.
I think people should remember that Maricopa County is the United States' fourth single largest county. The fourth. This is monumental. And so what happened today will change how elections are run from here on out. Why? Because it's the first time we have transparency being able to see this. What I really like about what the Senate did today, I think Dr. Shiva coming on first was an absolute rock star, knocking it out of the park.
I agree.
Now, what you saw was something that we normally don't look at. It's another way to look at the paper and what does the paper tell us. And when you find that even the envelopes weren't signed and they normally shouldn't be counted, but at the same time you stumble across, and this is why you have to do forensic audits. There are no set ways to do it. This was created. You watched it for the first time in history.
Okay, so they did a perfect review. And they created the modality. The system for which to examine which ballots were accurate and which were corrupt. Listen to the next clip.
That Flex found out in checking just where the signatures could be there, find out that there were duplicates. There were over 17,000 individual ballots caused at issue here that I would say shouldn't be counted or not legit. But when you find out that somebody can actually have same name, same address, same phone number, and get a ballot, but have different voter registrations, you know our system is broke and does not catch these things. And that's why we have to look at everything we have here, and we need to burn down the system from top to bottom and rebuild it.
Yes, it has to be burned down. I'm sorry, I agree with that. The voting system is corrupt, period. And it matters because you've got the worst president in the history of the presidency, the worst, because he's sold America out. Oh, here's a headline for you. Joe Biden cozies up to the radical left. Here's what he says. I used to be called a moderate. Well, he's not a moderate. He never was. He was an extreme corrupted person. That's not moderate. He's extremely corrupted. And everybody knows it, including and especially those who wanted him in power. The people that wanted him in power knew that they could manipulate him. He's just a hand puppet, sadly. And now they're trying to sell your children into financial slavery with $5.5 trillion in spending. Oh, my God. I tell you. See, the truth matters. And we're going to get to the truth because now that the Hunter Biden laptop is sort of fair game for everybody in the media, I want to do a couple of flashbacks when we come back. Because everybody accused Trump of what they themselves were guilty of. This is why the truth matters. Because if you know this truth at some level, it will set you free. My book is called How to Escape the Prison for Your Mind. It's available on Amazon. You are living in a prison created for your mind by propaganda and lies. That's why the truth matters. Also at FHU.com, the hypnotic states of Americans. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio. We'll be right back.
Dismiss what Senator Murphy says about the environment. Don't dismiss it at all.
I wrote the bill on the environment.
Why would I not be for it?
I hate to tell you this, but this bloke happens to be the president, and he's got 3 years left to go in his first term. Maybe I'm overreacting.
I'm not being critical, y'all. I really mean this. It was legitimate questions you're asking me. Guess what? Employers can't find workers. I said, yeah.
Pay them more.
This is an employee's bargaining chip now. What's happening?
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
What's happening?
And that's the secret, isn't it? That's what we all probably need to face up to. The man is either delusional, confused, or outright bonkers.
What's happening?
It's all about humanity.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters.
Yeah, I was watching the History Channel last night, Modern Marvels, talking about a doctor in Cambridge or wherever it was that was experimenting on himself, you know, with transmogrifying his body, implanting computer chips to try to control things remotely. Yeah, you think that you are not going to experience the transhumanism? Well, it's already happened. And I think that the jab is part of it. Because it says you're not going to be the same person after you get the jab. This is what a lot of people who are afraid of it are saying. But I've got to go to something now because this is important because we're dealing with the truth. What is the truth? I want to go back to 2020 when Christiane Amanpour, who is, I'm not going to say what rhymes with that, W-H-O-R. Anyway, she was attacking President Trump for a Russia collusion. And I want you to hear how Liz Harrington, who was one of the spokespeople for Trump at the time, deals with her. Go ahead.
Are you comfortable with the President of the United States being close to a person like Rudy Giuliani, who says also that he is not bothered whether any of the information comes from Russian hacking? What does that say?
Are you comfortable that CNN used Russian disinformation from a Russian asset to leak it to subvert the peaceful transfer of power? The reporting on the dossier, which was complete verified Russian disinformation. Is it not? Is it not?
Liz, let's just get back to the story.
Was the dossier real? Was the dossier real? Oh, it's very relevant because everything that Democrats accused us of doing is what they themselves did.
I made a mistake. That's 2021. this is Liz Harrington dropping the hammer on Christiana, who, you know, hobnobbed with terrorists back in the day when they were blowing people up in the Middle East and was making excuses for the terrorists. Well, they're freedom fighters. But it gets more interesting, okay? Because CNN, the Clinton News Network, has been spreading disinformation forever. It's just what they do. I mean, it used to be a legitimate news organization, but it's been many, many, many years now that they have spread disinformation, and including on Hunter Biden, the Hunter Biden laptop. Remember that? Now again, now that it is fair game for people to go after the Hunter Biden laptop, because it's a perfect distraction from Afghanistan, by the way, and nothing's going to be done about it because he's still going to sell his paintings for $500,000 each. Go ahead and play clip 11.
That this information Rudy Giuliani is peddling very well could be connected to some sort of Russian government disinformation campaign?
Well, we know that this whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin. That's been clear for well over a year now that they've been pushing this false narrative about the vice president and his son. And, you know, the idea that the president, that the White House counsel and others were made aware that Giuliani was being used by Russian intelligence and using Russian intelligence in the sense of meeting with an agent of the Kremlin and pushing out this Kremlin false narrative. The idea that they were knowing and still on the floor of the Senate during the impeachment trial, pushing this Kremlin narrative is pretty breathtaking.
What happens to Adam the Shiv Schiff? Nothing. Nothing happens to Adam the Shiv because he's got his shiv in your back. Especially if you're a decent human being, he's going to shiv you in the back. Shivy shiv. But it gets even more interesting with Breonna Keeler, who Tucker Carlson won't even say her name. He calls her the morning zoo girl. Listen to this.
Now investigating whether recently published emails that purport to detail the business dealings of Joe Biden's son are tied to an ongoing Russian disinformation effort targeting the Biden campaign. CNN senior national security correspondent Alex Marquardt is joining me now. I mean, Alex, tell us what's happening here.
Well, Brianna, we're being told by two people who've been briefed on what the FBI is doing that they're looking into whether these unverified emails about Hunter Biden that were published by the New York Post about foreign business dealings are part of that bigger Russian disinformation effort, which, of course, is well underway in these final days of the 2020 presidential election. Now, the intelligence community has said for months that Russia is very actively engaged in a disinformation campaign against the election, in this election, in particular, against Joe Biden.
Why don't they just call it what it is? Just lies. Disinformation. Disinformed, are you? Oh, you've been lied to. They lied to you. That's what they do. It's the party of liars. Think about it. Do Democrats ever tell the truth, especially on the news? I don't think they can. I think it's not even part of their lexicon. Truth? What? What truth? Well, their truth is not truth. It's something else. Now, I want to go on to the next layer of this because the disinformation is getting spread even thicker. The horsewhip issue. It's still a big issue. It hasn't gone away because people are angry about it, rightfully so, because the guys on horses at the border trying to stop these people from just dashing into our country. God knows what diseases they have. God knows where they'll end up. God knows whether or not they'll end up in your neighborhood. Jesse Waters talks about the spread of disinformation on the horse whipping fiasco. Listen to this.
Liberals in the media pushing a fake claim that Border Patrol agents there were whipping Haitian migrants in Del Rio after these photos were released. The story was debunked within hours. These were the horses' reins. It's clear in the video and the photo. But the horsewhip hoax was pushed by Mad Maxine Waters, no relation, who said this was worse than slavery.
What the hell are we doing here?
Oh, Maxine, what the hell are you doing there? I want to play this clip that I have, clip 20, of Mad Maxine Waters. I want you to hear her whole statement. And yes, I added some special effects to it. You'll have to forgive me. But this is what you're dealing with. Go ahead.
I'm pissed. I'm unhappy. And I'm not just unhappy with the cowboys who were running down Haitians and using their reins to whip them. I'm happy with the administration. We are following the Trump policy. He is the one that does not follow the Constitution and would not allow those seeking refuge to be able to petition to get into the country. What the hell are we doing here? What we witness takes us back hundreds of years. What we witnessed was worse than what we witnessed in slavery. Cowboys, with their reins again, whipping black people, Haitians, into the water where they're scrambling and falling down when all they're trying to do is escape from violence in their country.
Does the truth really matter? Yeah, I mean, Haiti's a hellhole. Of course it is. But do we let everybody from Haiti just walk on in? Oh, no, thank you. No, and, you know, my wife accurately said, those people don't even know how to be Americans. Thank you, my wife. It's a brilliant observation because it's just true. They don't know how to be Americans. They don't even know what it means. But then again, Democrats don't know how to be Americans anymore. And, you know, here we have the next layer of this. It's like taking manure and trying to build a wall with it, right? Instead of the mortar, you got manure. And here's the next clip of Jesse Waters. Al Sharpton spreading manure. I'm sorry, disinformation on horse whips. Listen.
Al Sharpton got in on the race hustle, flew down to Texas and screamed about slavery. But patriots in Texas were having none of Sharpton's race baiting lies.
Nobody wants to hear your racist nonsense in Del Rio. You're a racist. Nobody wants you in Texas. Watch the border patrol. Nobody wants you in Texas. Right. Why are you not a voice for the children?
Even the photographer who took the photos said it was all a lie. Paul Ratchie saying, I've never seen them whip anybody with a thing. He was swinging it. That's something that can be easily misconstrued when you're looking at the picture. And that's the point. The left wants to mislead with a fake crisis to distract from the real crisis they created down there. So the Biden team puts the agents on desk duty, banned the use of horses in Del Rio, and launched an investigation into this stupid hoax.
Yeah, here's a headline for you. New video angle further debunks claims that mounted Border Patrol agents struck migrants. No, the video angle shows the agents did not strike the migrants. Instead, they used horses to turn back the migrants, invaders attempting to cross the Rio Grande. Oh, my goodness. And then, on top of all this, they're trying to force everybody to get the jab and to continue to wear layers of mask. And here's this communist woman. What's her name? Oh, yes. Dr. Nguyen. Louder with Crowder did an excellent hit on Nguyen. Clip 17. Go ahead.
You know, I was watching CNN this morning, and it's not just what you see in the news. It's what they don't tell you. That's what's very important. In other words, if ever you feel as though you're getting something incomplete, going, wait, hold on a second. What is the immunity with that story? What is the immunity if you already have the virus? Yeah. They'll never bring it up.
No,
they'll never
discuss next story.
It. It's a non-issue. Same thing with this doctor on CNN who I was watching this morning.
Dr.
Leanna Nguyen is her name. You've probably seen this crazy communist. I don't have evidence for that. She said, as an authoritative source on CNN, she's CNN's medical analyst and Washington Post contributing columnist. There you go. That'll get a nice seat on a board at a think tank. Here's her this morning, I believe, talking
about.
We
need to start looking at the choice to remain unvaccinated the same as we look at driving while intoxicated. Then you have the option to not get vaccinated if you want, but then you can't go out in public.
Oh, yes. It is funny, but it isn't, because they are trying to put you in a little mental box so that you're afraid and you live in fear and you become like an Australian. Even though the Australians don't want to be that way, they don't really have much choice at this point, do they? All right. Got to take a quick break. Yes, it is getting pretty pathetic out there. When are you going to stand up? That's my question. David@FHU.com. Love to hear from you. Be right back.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio. We'll be right back.
At FHU.com, you can change how you react to stress and improve your life with a 7-minute meditation. If you could learn the secret of how to control your responses, how to find that God-given switch in your mind, which would allow you to energize and motivate yourself, you would never again feel conflict, guilt, fear, or depression. If you're willing to be shown how you can become the person you were created to be, allow the foundation of human understanding to introduce you to a simple exercise that will prove to you, through your own experience, that control over yourself without unbearable suppression is not only possible, but vital to your health, to your future happiness, and to your very existence.
What do you see? Surely there's little twinkles of light, different shapes moving across the screen of your mind, is that so? Something magical happens when you observe those little pixels crossing the screen of your mind. It has all different colors, little sparkles. This is programming from within. Just be aware of them, and you will find that you are in a refuge, meaning you can hear my voice, but you've left your thoughts behind. That's very important. This is what's happening.
Here's what people are saying about the 7-minute meditation. Physicians are taught to treat symptoms. These exercises have the capacity to resolve the root of the symptom. Dr. Rick Titus, MD, CCFP. Time and time again, I have observed time and time again the efficacy of the teachings and practices in people of varying emotional maladies. Dr. Ron Carlson, clinical psychologist. Go to FHU.com and listen to the 7-minute meditation. It will change your entire life and the way you look at the world you live in. Go to FHU.com and listen to the 7-minute meditation. That's FHU.com.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio. Here's your host.
Fear, worry, anxiety, guilt. That's what the left has in store for everyone. And then, of course, there are punishments. And I think I got to play this real quick. Clip 16, Dr. Leanna Nguyen talking about children being in danger. I want you to hear this. Go ahead.
Those who are vaccinated, we now know, based on the CDC, they are now able, but with the Delta variant, because they carry so much more virus, they could transmit it to their unvaccinated family members. And so I, for example, even though I'm fully vaccinated, my children are not because they're too young to be vaccinated. So I need to be now careful for my children because of all the unvaccinated people around us. And those who are vaccinated, we now know, based on the CDC, they are now able, but with the Delta variant, because they carry so much more virus, they could transmit it to their unvaccinated family members.
Yeah, see, she quickly shifts away from her being the problem because she, even though she is vaccinated, she could transmit it to her unvaccinated children. See, I say, there's a show on TV called Fear the Walking Dead. I fear the walking vaxxed. Just saying. And here's the next one that she says. Dr. Nguyen says, we are nowhere near freedom. 15.
I agree that masks are a very powerful layer of protection, but it's one layer. And if we have so many other layers that are present, masking may be one that could go away. But I would say that, let's say a school where it is, or a particular class, everybody is vaccinated in that class. And also the level of community transmission is declining. I could imagine that situation being where we remove masks because we have all these other layers. Or if we have rapid testing, imagine if every child and teacher were tested every morning and also they're vaccinated. You can imagine that situation, even if there's high levels of community spread, that maybe you can remove masks at that time. But we are nowhere near that yet. And I think what we really need to do is get the vaccines authorized for children as soon as that's possible, and also really ramp up testing, because that is a powerful tool that we're just not using across the country as we should be.
And what we really need to do at this point is to make vaccination the easy choice. It needs to be hard for people to remain unvaccinated.
Yes, they're salivating. They can taste it. The control. They can taste the control. Now, here's a clip from my dad, Roy Masters, November 2007, on subservience. Let's think about this real quick. Go ahead.
There's a tendency for liberals to nurture the worst in human nature, you know, to be easy on criminals. And there's something about nurturing that that makes them part of it. In other words, they're encouraging that they think they're loving someone they think that human nature is good, and what's wrong with people that you haven't loved them enough. And what they have, though, in that they think of as love, is servitude. In other words, all their lives, since the day they were born, they've been degraded by a mother, degraded by a father. So they've made up their mind they're not going to be like those people. And so they grow up having compassion for everyone who's been beaten, who is a wife beater or is a criminal or a murderer, because they think that this feeling they have towards them is love, but it's really the same subservience they had towards a brutal father that they really hated and were subservient to. So they've just transferred the subservience of the bully father or the bully mother to a bully off the street. And instead of making them better with that love, they actually encourage them.
Yes, those people who were, let's say, rioting, for example, in Minneapolis and all the other cities, all the blue cities. And then people like Kamala, Vice President Kamala Harris, you see, she was donating to these people to try to get them out on bail. You see, that's what they were doing, because that's love to them. They love the idea. They salivate over enabling the dark side in people. Yes. Do you see? Do you see what we're dealing with, folks? Why does the truth matter? It matters on every single level. And, you know, science should be ashamed of itself in the sense that there's some scientists who absolutely adhere to the truth, while others step into the gray zone for the sake of convenience or maybe funding, like Dr. Fauci. Oh, it's been shown that Dr. Fauci was involved in gain-of-function research. Now, there's no way around it. He knew about it. He funded it. He salivated over it. Yes, he did. He couldn't wait to get more money, to fund more research, to find ways of killing people with coronaviruses. You see, because then he was the guy that they would call for the cure. Dr. Fauci, oh, we have this problem now. We have a pandemic. Oh, I know exactly what to do. I've got your answer. No, you see, no. No, the truth matters for that reason, if not for that reason alone. Because how do you know that the people that are giving you the answers are not the people that actually created the problems? See, that one is a hard one. That's a hard one. Because, you know, Fauci said back in 2013 that pandemics have a tendency to happen. And he knew all about it back then in 2012 when they found these researchers looking for coronaviruses in a cave in China. Several of them died as a result of what they were doing in that cave. Fauci immediately jumped on that. And the people that died, as the UK funeral director says, he was blowing the whistle on vaccine deaths. He says, the person who was in charge of communicating with all of the funeral homes stopped calling because he said there are no people dying of coronavirus. They were all dying of associated comorbidities from which they derived the idea that they could call it a COVID death. And there it is. That's the program for today. That's it. Think about it. How do you know who to trust? It's very important that you learn to be objective, and that's what is being taught at FHU.com. Go there. Check it out. Tomorrow's another show. Patrick J. Kelly, country lawyer. He'll be with us. See you then.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio.
There's meltdown in the sky. If you can judge a wise man by the color of his skin, listening.